Hey, hello, and welcome to LX2 Codependency Coaching. I am Stella. We are recording live on Instagram at Luna underscore X2 underscore LLC. Instagram is going to let people know that we're here, and I am just arriving. I've actually been in the office for about 45 minutes, but something about doing this video was just like super challenging for me this morning. I went on TikTok and I did a video there just to like, I don't know, get ready. But I got up and I went for a run this morning, went a little bit longer than usual, which was nice. Yesterday was really slow and kind of, awesome. I had the morning to myself, and I think I've shared with you guys before, like, I love to use my morning energy for me. I am a morning person. And so I had a nice long walk and I did laundry and I made a beautiful salad and it was a really nice day. Today was a little bit slower too, so that was nice. Just arriving and trying to figure out what I'm doing, who I am and what I'm trying to do today. So I had posed a question on here and on TikTok about the idea of quitting. And I've made videos before on like ending and, just like transition, blah, 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 whatever. But quitting is difficult, and using that word specifically as opposed to ending is also, it evokes a lot of feelings, and people have feelings about it. And so on the TikTok video, I got a couple of responses, and people were saying like, sometimes it's just difficult to do things differently, and it creates discomfort. It creates this idea of like, oh, what if I'm doing the wrong thing? On Instagram, somebody had said like the what ifs of quitting stop people from ending things. And that's true. Like sometimes we're like, well, I don't know what's going to happen. If I stop doing this thing, what's going to be over here? I was reminded of a client several years ago. And we were, working on processing trauma and like healing and doing things. And she said at one point, what if I get better and I don't know who I am? And I was like, whoa, that's huge, right? Like, what does the better healed version of you look like? And it made her uncomfortable. And she was like, this has been so much a part of who I am that if I stopped doing it, if I stopped behaving in these ways or using these coping skills or feeling like garbage, like, what would that look like? People are so used to that version of me. And, we worked through that, and she actually did end up getting better and feeling better about herself. But it was a pretty pivotal moment for her to recognize, like, if I stop doing the things that I'm doing and being and feeling the way that I do, who am I going to be? And so the what ifs are uncomfortable. The unknown on the other side of quitting whatever unhealthy coping skill or behavior is a little uncomfortable. One of the other people on TikTok had said, like, you have to get comfortable with, like, if I quit doing this thing, the healthier choice or the better, version of me is going to feel better. And so oftentimes I tell clients, like, rather than saying I need to stop doing this thing or I need to start doing this other thing, I feel better when. And so, for me, especially like doing healthier activities, I feel better when I get up and I go for a run in the morning. I feel better when I get a good night's sleep. I feel better when I spend time with people that I love and care about. And so I know as an introvert, especially after like a long week of seeing clients and doing a lot of work, I'm exhausted. I don't want to hang out with, even people I love. Like, I'm just tired. But I do feel better when I get a good night's sleep and I, am able to make plans and hang out with people I love. But rather than saying like, oh, I have to just stop doing this thing, because a lot of times we've talked about it before, like we will bully ourselves into behavior or out of behavior, and that's not helpful. It's effective and it does work, but it's not the best way to do things. And so really recognizing like, I don't know what it's going to be like if I stop doing this thing that I do. Or if I stop, hanging out with these people that I have always hung out with, or if I stop, being a people pleaser, or if I stop, saying yes to all the things, if I stop maybe enabling certain behaviors, like, I don't know what's going to happen. And so when we don't know what's going to happen, we kind of just stay doing the same thing, even though we know at some level it's not the best behavior. And so the idea of quitting is challenging. I had a client who's talking about, the idea of ending something really brought up this feeling of like, I'm a quitter or I gave up. And so, talking about that toxic hope of like, well, if I just stay doing this thing and I keep going, maybe it'll get better. Like, maybe it'll stop being uncomfortable. Maybe they'll step up and do their job appropriately. That's not how anything works. It feels that way though, right? If I just stick it out a little bit longer, then maybe it'll get better. And a lot of us have that idea that like, it is a me problem. And so if I just do better, if I work harder, if I give more of myself, things will change. And so when you get to that place of like, if I stop, what will happen? I don't know that anything will change. And so I encourage clients, I was like, sometimes we just need to stop doing the thing that we do, and that's uncomfortable, right? It is such an ingrained pattern. And Kat and I used to talk about the default setting. Oftentimes, a lot of our behavior is very much habitual, and we just keep doing it. It's like an off, I do the same thing. I'm very ritualistic in a lot of ways, or I do the same thing every morning. I do the same thing every evening. And if I stop or change that routine, I can pivot pretty easily. I'm not super attached to it, but it does create a little discomfort in my brain. I've talked about like sometimes going a different way to work, or like if there's a detour or something, it switches our brain. I was talking to my accountability buddy, and she was talking about how she goes the same way to work all the time, and there is a automaticity to it, like it's an automatic thing that happens. And when she does that, then she can, her brain can switch over to other things. And I do recognize that that's true, right? There is a, I don't can't remember the name of the phenomenon, but when we're driving on the highway and we just kind of lose time. And sometimes it's because we're not really focused on the activity of driving. It's an automatic thing that happens. And so our brains can kind of go to other places and process other things. And it leaves space for not having to pay as much attention. But when we do something different, we have to concentrate. We actually have to think about it. And sometimes that's uncomfortable. Sometimes it's like, I don't want to have to think about what it is I'm doing. I just like doing the same thing over and over. It is a form of just automatic thinking. And often, especially in relationships, we get complacent and we just do the same thing over and over and just get comfortable with that. This is like, this is just what we do. We come home, we make dinner, we, hang out with the kids or whatever. And it's this memorized practice. And then we don't have to think about it, right? So when people come into my office, they are looking for that change, and it's uncomfortable because it's like, well, now you have to do things differently, and you may have to stop doing other things, and that creates this level of contrast or challenge. Oftentimes, when change happens out of nowhere, it creates so much discomfort and disruption that people get really uncomfortable, and so the idea of quitting, consciously choosing to stop doing a behavior, creates also discomfort, but like in a different way, right? Like even if it's a good thing, right? So one of the people on TikTok had said like changing your eating habits, right? I have been doing keto for a long time, and I changed a lot of things, substituted a lot of things, like stopped eating fries. It was a whole thing, and it didn't create as much discomfort until I gave up bread. And I think I've shared with you guys before, like giving up bread was so significant for me that I had uncomfortable dreams about bread, like sexy dreams about Texas toast. And that was uncomfortable. But I was able to get past it. And, obviously I made the changes. That was really nice. I feel better when I don't eat a lot of carbs, except for when I do. Like, that's the thing, is like giving up carbs and carb snacks. Challenging. And so sometimes I've fallen off of even doing keto. I've quit doing keto. And that was difficult because my brain was already like used to making all those substitutions and changes. So now I do something a little bit more organic to who I am and how I eat, but it took a long time. I've shared with you guys I had an eating disorder when I was younger, and quitting eating felt normal. it was quitting anorexia that was challenging because my brain was already set to like, we don't eat things, it's not good for us. And so when I started integrating food back into my experience because my health had declined so significantly, that was difficult. I had a really hard time kind of retraining my brain to do something different. I was thinking about the idea of like quitting jobs or quitting friendships or quitting, I don't know, whatever toxic behavior. Sometimes things just fall off. Sometimes things just change organically, and then we don't have to quit, right? It just, we don't do that anymore. I have changed offices, obviously, recently, and I'm in a different office. So I had to quit going the way that I went to work. But I had to start thinking about it ahead of time, of really looking forward to the positives. I live 10 minutes from my house now. And so really feeling good about that, that helped to change that dynamic. Slow quitting is a thing where people start to just pull back a little bit at a time. I have slow quit jobs before where I just like started taking stuff out of my cubicle. And then I just, was looking forward to not having to come to this stupid place again. And so that idea, sometimes people will slow quit relationships or slow quit other dynamics where they just maybe stop returning phone calls or stop, hanging out or stop initiating, contact or whatever, also known as ghosting. Although ghosting seems more abrupt, right? Like I'll just stop calling this person or stop responding, which is gross and I don't appreciate that. But I do recognize that like we have a hard time saying words out loud, like this is not working for me, and so maybe we don't need to do this anymore. And some people get really attached to the idea of saying words and consciously saying like this is not working for me, I don't want to do it anymore. And they wait for like unhelpful circumstances to kind of say that. Or they send the text of like, we need to talk. But anytime we have to stop doing something, and specifically when it is in relationship to another person, it creates a level of discomfort. It creates a level of questioning that what ifs. It creates that idea of like, what if I never get this again, right? And the I do love the concept of what if. Except that our brains naturally will go to the what if negative as opposed to what if positive. And so, not until you start kind of processing with another person or consciously thinking of like, what if it's better? What if on the other side of this uncomfortable situation, things feel better? I feel better. So, that idea of like quitting unhealthy food or, quitting an unhealthy habit, I quit smoking in 2018, cigarettes. I still vape, but quitting cigarettes for me was like, I know that I can go camping in a forest where there's no forest fires and it'll be fine. I can travel because I travel often anyway, but you can't smoke in a hotel room. So that was a thing that was like a better thing. So if I quit smoking, that'll be easier. I don't have to go downstairs and outside to have a cigarette. I was taking a class for my master's degree in addiction. And it was one of the optional classes. You don't always have to take it. But so at the beginning of the class, they had encouraged us to quit something that we were addicted to. And so for me, I habitually really enjoy coffee, but I just have one cup in the morning. So I quit coffee for the semester. And the level of discomfort was interesting. I do love the caffeinated effects of coffee. But I quit caffeine altogether. So I like no green tea, no other caffeinated situations. And my mom came into town. She was living in Colorado at the time, and she brought me coffee, like a bag of. And I was like, that's not helpful. The smell of coffee is just really nice. And my brain had to change. Like I loved a couple really awesome coffee shops. Could not go there. Hanging out with friends who were, caffeinating, couldn't do that. And so it did change how my brain oriented itself to this habit that I was used to participating in. And I was able to go for the whole semester, and it was really nice. And then I immediately was like very much looking forward to having a cup of coffee once the semester was over. But it does change how our brain orients itself. And because we're thinking about the thing that we don't or can't do, we start to focus on it more, which then creates another level of discomfort. It was just like, I just want to do the thing. Fortunately, I've never, had any substance abuse addiction kind of things, but I do recognize that for me, patterns of behavior and habits of relationships have been things that I have had to quit, that I have had to say out loud in words, I don't want to do this anymore. And then I had to break the habits of participating in certain things in order to stop doing that. When I went away, I, recognized that like some of my friendships were changing and all the things. I didn't have to say out loud, "Hey, we're not doing this anymore." But I did consciously have to, when I would think about, "Oh, I should call this person," or, "Oh, I should reach out to them," I had to really think about, well, are they reaching out to you? What would be the purpose of doing that? How would it benefit the situation or circumstance? And then I would be able to not do it. And so I do recognize that, like, when I encourage clients to maybe stop doing a behavior that's not good for them or doesn't serve their higher purpose or their goal of healing, whatever it is they're healing, to really pay attention to like asking those questions. Would it benefit me to reach out or to do that behavior? How would it benefit me, and what is the purpose of me doing it? And am I just doing it out of habit? When I work with clients on any kind of cessations, like smoking cessation or changing their drinking habits or changing their eating habits, I encourage them to give themselves a pause before they do that thing that they really want to do. And then to ask those questions, like, would it benefit me? Am I doing it out of habit? Am I doing it because I'm uncomfortable? What is the feeling? Those are ways to start to pay attention to how to quit or end something that is maybe not helpful or not serving, like I said, their higher purpose or getting them to where they want to be. And a lot of times it's, I have to quit sitting on this couch and just scrolling, right? And so recognizing, like, are you doing it to fill time or are you doing it just because it's a habit? And if it's a habit, you can break it, but you have to break it by getting up and doing something else or being conscious about what the feeling is. If you're doing it to self-soothe or if you're doing it because you're tired. Recently, I quit scrolling before I go to sleep and I quit scrolling first thing in the morning. And so normally our phones are very much in our hot little hands until we lose consciousness. And it's definitely true for me. Like I would scroll right up until the phone was falling. I have dropped a phone on my head more than once. So I wanted to change that behavior. So I consciously was like, okay, I'm going to stop scrolling by the time I get into bed for the purposes of sleep. And so, I'll text a couple of people before I go to bed or whatever. And so I would say out loud, like, I am going to put the phone down. And that was helpful to change that habit. I do feel better when I can consciously, allow myself to disengage and go to sleep. And so again, I'm very methodical. I very much do things out of habit. And so I had to consciously change the behavior, even though my nighttime routine has stayed the same for probably 30 years. And so being able to say to the people I text before I go to bed, hey, I'm putting the phone down. I have a setting on my phone where I can power it down or put it on battery saver mode so it disconnects from the internet. It only has like three apps on it, and they're not my social media apps. And so that was helpful to be able to turn that on or turn the battery saver on so that I couldn't connect. I would have to consciously change it. And the same is true in the morning where I would not turn on my phone and just like get on Instagram or get on TikTok or whatever. Like I have consciously chosen to not do that. And it has made a huge difference, I would say, in my quality of sleep, in the things that I dream about, in my way of, kind of disengaging my brain. Sometimes I'll have to meditate for about 10 minutes and just, let go of whatever, whatever the mantra is. But it's definitely helped. And so recognizing that in order to change the habit, in order to quit doing the unhelpful behavior, you have to consciously think about what is the feeling? Why am I engaging in this? And does it serve me? And so that really does help to change that, that mindset of habituation or the reason that you're doing things. It's interesting because people are so attached, and I talk about attachment and detachment often to either relationships or circumstances or the way that we do things because it becomes part of who we are, right? This relationship that I am in, whatever it is very much, I'm used to this behavior. I'm used to the way that we do things, and changing that habit I need to detach from it, and recognize like what is it about this relationship dynamic or this behavior, or this thought process that I am attached to? How does it serve me? And we don't consciously think about these things. Again, we get in the habit of doing things and we just do it automatically, and we get to this level of complacency. We're not engaging our brain in a way that is helpful to recognize, is this serving me? Does this have a purpose? And is it getting me to the place that I want to be? And so when we are doing, healing and changing and growing behavior, we have to consciously start to think about what is our behavior? What is our attachment? How are we serving this healing, growing part of myself? Does it serve the version I want to be? A lot of times people will choose to change their eating behavior or, increase their exercise or whatever with a goal in mind. And some people don't, they just want to be healthier, but like, I want to fit in this size, blah, blah, blah thing, or I want to look good for this event or whatever. And so it's a matter of consciously choosing a different behavior, consciously choosing to do something better for you, consequently quitting something that maybe isn't healthy for you, on a physical level. But that's also true on a spiritual level and a mental health level of, is this behavior, this unhelpful coping skill, serving the person that I want to be? And is the next version of me going to need this behavior, relationship, whatever it is? And so the idea of quitting or stopping behavior can create some discomfort. And so what I encourage is drinking water, is to consider how to do that with kindness and compassion, how to, for yourself first. And this idea of like, I don't want to quit on me. I don't want to quit on this version that I am growing or becoming. And so in order to do that, I may have to quit these other things. The idea of, am I a quitter or am I just giving up, comes up, right? Am I just giving up on like not, am I not putting all of this into blah, 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 this other person, this other thing? I have to be able to say, am I putting this into me? Is the goal to connect and be a better version of myself? I can't quit on this me. I can only choose what behaviors are going to support that growth, support that change. Like I said, when change happens suddenly, it is so disruptive because we get so uncomfortable with like, I don't know who I am without, this job or this role or this title or this relationship. And when it happens suddenly, that creates a lot of discomfort, but it also creates like this whole aware, like, I'm going to have to engage my brain at some point. I'm going to have to consciously choose who I'm going to be once this significant thing happens. And so, people don't like to be blindsided, obviously. And so when we're consciously choosing to like disengage from other people or other behaviors or other jobs or whatever it is, I'm going to have to engage my brain. I'm not, I have a lot of clients who say like, I can't quit. I've never quit a job without having another one in mind. Yeah, because I engaged my brain and made the choices to start going on interviews, start filling out applications, start looking for other positions. I start to engage my brain in a different way. And so, if part of that engagement is, I feel better when, or I will feel better when I don't have to go to this place again, that is going to change that a dynamic significantly because you're going to have to engage our brain. We're going to have to consciously think about what are the next steps into the version of me that I want to be. If I have to let things go, then what is the kindest way to do that for myself? Yes, I am concerned and considerate of other people's feelings, but I also recognize that somebody else's feelings are not my business. I'm going to be conscientious in disengaging from those things with kindness, hopefully, because I've said before, like, I can go to the shed and get the napalm. I can bomb the shit out of shit and just walk away. I will cut people off and be like, nope, you gotta go. I don't have anything to do with you anymore. That's not helpful because it's not the kindest version of me. It's not the way that I want to show up in the world. So I'm going to have to say words out loud. I'm going to have to set my boundaries. I'm going to have to talk about what my needs are and whether or not they're being met in this dynamic. In all of those ways, like, is eating carby snacks helpful for me? Sometimes it brings me a lot of comfort, but it doesn't help when I'm trying to manage the inflammation in the arthritis in my knees. Like, I do have to conscientiously think about that. I do have to recognize that this relationship dynamic doesn't work for me right now because the version of me that I'm trying to be with this dignity and self-respect needs to do something different. And in order for me to do something different, I have to distance myself from this dynamic. I'm going to have to say words. And I would much rather do that with kindness and compassion for myself and for the other person with respect to the relationship that it was, right? So sometimes, yes, you're going to have to say words. Sometimes you're going to have to be like, I fucking quit. I don't want this anymore. Because again, we want to be the best version of ourselves. And it's not going to happen overnight. Like, we're not going to wake up tomorrow and be like, oh, I'm fucking great. You're going to have to work towards it. And sometimes that means letting go of things. Sometimes that means saying the words, this is not working for me anymore. Sometimes you're going to have to go into your boss and be like, hey, I'm giving my 2 weeks. I found another position because I've been looking. But recognizing that once you can identify what the purpose of the behavior is, how you feel when you're doing it, and is it serving you, then it's a lot easier to recognize, I don't want this anymore. I don't want to be this version of me. I would really like to support and encourage the me that I'm working towards, the me that I'm putting effort in, the me that I'm consciously with my brain engaged creating. And so when you can do that, it does get easier. Yes, you will be uncomfortable. I say that all the time because discomfort is part of the process. Discomfort is part of the growing. Discomfort is part of the evolution of you to be the best version of yourself, the healing, growing, changing, quitting version of yourself. So that is your nugget. I quit things all the time. I've never identified as a quitter. It's just not my thing. I do remember, just quick story. I coached soccer one time. Well, it was for a season for my daughter. She wanted to do athletic things, and I was like, cool. And she said, I want to play soccer. And I was like, dope. And she's like 7. And so I was like, all right. I've never coached soccer in my life. I am not an athletic human. This is the truth. I do have family members, though, who have played semi-professionally and are really good at soccer. But I said to her, like, if we start this thing, you're going to have to finish it. And she got in. She was 7, you know, little kids running around. She was like, Mom, I fucking hate this. It's awful. There's running. I said, I know. That's the thing. I don't enjoy coaching, but there is no coach. And so we're going to do running. Thanks. But I did say you have to stick it out. Like, you have to finish. You started it and you're going to have to finish it. Volleyball is actually her thing, not soccer. But I do recognize that when we encourage kids to, like, again, with integrity, if you say a thing, do a thing, sometimes you have to follow through. Sometimes you have to finish it. And once you get the experience or whatever you need to get from that relationship or dynamic or experience, then you can quit it. And it's a lot easier to be like, cool, done that. I fucking hated it and now I'm done. And so I do recognize that, like, we encourage people to engage in things. And sometimes those things serve us and sometimes they don't. And when you get to that place where it doesn't serve you anymore, or you learn a lesson, or you don't want to do it, or it just falls off, that's not a bad thing. That's actually how we evolve. So recognize that sometimes you got to go, do I want to keep doing this? Is this serving me? And if it's not, then you quit it. Then you just end it, and that's okay. You will be uncomfortable, but you will also be all right. All right, that is officially your nugget. And I'm going to end the video. I'm going to end the podcast. I'll be back next week. If you want to get a hold of me, lx2.cod.coach@gmail.com. You can hit me here on Instagram. You can hit me on Facebook, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much to everyone who's watching today and everyone who's listened. I appreciate it. Any kind of feedback, I love that. So it does help me to get engaged. I will talk to you soon. Take care. All right, so we have ended the video and we are going to end the podcast. I do want to give a shout out to Istanbul, Iraq, one of the Middle Eastern countries. Estonia has shown up and I'm so grateful. All of the people in all of the states who listen consistently, We are doing fantastic. I really enjoy that the podcast is being listened to in all of these really great places, the UK, Ireland, Spain, India. Thank you so much. And I will talk to you next week. Take care.